Hi everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name's Aaron Ellis, and today we're going to be discussing crunches and sit-ups. Should they ever have been invented? Because it's true, because if you're still crunching and doing sit-ups, you really need to open your mind to the truth, because remember, we once believed the world was flat, but things change, and with advances in science, we now know with certainty that the two of the most well-known exercises on Earth are extremely inefficient and incorrect ways to train the ab and the core muscles. But you don't have to take it from me, because I'm just a humble strength coach. But honestly, all the top back pain specialists and also fitness and rehab experts think the same thing. But it seems to be proving difficult to convince everyone, you guys, to override such deeply ingrained beliefs and replace them with the most current and accurate knowledge. Because in a day when people are switching over to new mobile phones every 6 months, you know, every year, but they're still doing abdominal exercises from 2 decades ago. And we've learned an infinite amount of the optimal ways to train the body since the days we thought that sit-ups and crunches were the optimal things to do. But just one time we thought that something was the best option doesn't mean the same thing is the best option now. So it's time to change with the view of some new information. So where does that leave us? Well, in the real world and in our daily lives, our abdominal muscles work primarily to prevent movement, not create it. They're stabilizing muscles. Crunches and sit-ups are creating movement and also making people even more likely to be in a flexed spine position, which we don't really need. We need to get away from this because we do a lot of sitting already. And sit-ups and crunches are using the torso muscles to make the spine move, and they should be used to prevent the spine from moving. And some of the best ways to functionally train the core and midsection are full body movements that cause the midsection to brace, not move. For example, crawling, loaded carries, hip hinges, and variations such as deadlifts, kettlebell swings, and also variations of the Turkish get-up. Because the top experts all agree that these compound functional movements are exponentially better and more effective at properly training the core. But it seems it's going to take longer for this information to trickle down into mainstream fitness. But I want to help speed it up. Another challenge or opportunity is that most people have never heard of many of the exercises that the top experts agree that everyone should be doing. So many people are familiar with abdominal exercises they shouldn't be doing and unfamiliar with ones that they should be doing. So it's an exciting opportunity to re-educate and empower people to update their outdated information and their outdated understanding of the best way to work out and train the muscles of the midsection. So another big problem with crunches and sit-ups, and it's the same for many different exercises that we used to think were right, both in rehab and in fitness, is that they train the stabilizing muscles to be movers when that's not how they were designed to be functioned. The abdominals are almost exclusively used to stabilize and brace the torso in order to transfer energy either from the upper body or from the ground to the upper body, because they're meant to hold the body segments still, not move them. Dr. Stuart McGill is arguably the most expert back pain specialist on earth. And here's an excerpt from an article called The Death of the Sit-Up that was in the Toronto Star. McGill was consulted by the US military regarding the rationale for and safety for personnel doing speed sit-ups during fitness testing. We measured the loads on the spine with each sit-up. The spine loads were right on the limits noted by us, and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health in the United States as causing damage over time with repetition, says McGill, author of Back Mechanic. McGill says that every exercise is a tool to achieve a goal. If your goal is to become faster, stronger, or if it's to become injury resilient and have less pain in life, and is to make yourself generally fit and enjoy life, and the answer is to don't do sit-ups, he says. Exercises such as planks, he notes, are safer for lower backs and better to engage the core muscles. So as soon as you can, delete crunches and sit-ups from your workout routines and permanently start doing better alternatives instead. A great alternative is to learn how to correctly brace and flex the midsection. And if you really want to know how to train your core fast and to do it correctly, grab yourself a copy of my book Absolute Core, and you can grab that from Amazon for only $1.99, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed.